need a third mic.
Where you going?
Yeah, it's just the two of us.
Where you go? Testing. Where you think you're going?
Testing, testing. Yeah, we don't. We can do it in here because we don't need a third mic, Melissa.
Oh, I know. Look, it's gone.
It's been a while since we've done this podcast, the show after the show, which hurts us a lot because this is one of our favorite things to do every single week. But we've just been in mourning. We just don't. We don't know how to move on with our lives without Court. Court is gone. He has left us. And we're still trying to collect the pieces of our heart after it had been shattered by our producer, now host of a show. I don't even know if we're allowed to say where yet, but you can follow him on socials to get all that. We miss him dearly. But yeah, and well, that and also Court was the guy who uploaded this podcast and we didn't have login credentials to get the podcast uploaded. So
that's why we didn't do
it. Yeah. So that's why we didn't do it. That, but mostly the heart shattering stuff.
Picking
that
the
we're
pieces
sad.
Up off
yeah.
The floor.
Mostly that. But we obviously are back show after the show. This is literally one of my favorite, probably like my favorite 10 to 15 minutes of the week every single week, Melissa.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it still since Court's gone though? I guess that's the big question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is our first one. So I guess time will tell after this. It's our first one without Court. But this is always a fun because I never know where the conversation's gonna go.
I still don't know where the conversation's gonna go.
Who knows? It could go literally anywhere right now.
We could talk babies because you have one.
That's boring. We talk about that on the show.
Okay.
This is the show after the show.
Okay. No babies.
What about this? So you brought up right before we went on, you made a reference to something that I have never once heard of.
Oh.
Ever. You made a reference, and I feel like, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I feel like I know references. Like whether I like movie references, whether I've seen the movie or not, you know, pop culture references. I have a weird trivia-minded brain.
Well, and what I like about your weird trivia-minded brain is that you have watched stuff from probably before you were even born. So
yeah,
you know stuff
right.
from all over the place.
Right, yes.
And I do too, because I mean, I remember seeing stuff from
yes.
before when I was born and everything.
Right.
But I did. I brought up a commercial that you didn't know. Now, don't ask me when it aired. It probably aired in the early 90s and 80s.
Okay.
And maybe even before that. I don't even know when it started.
Okay.
But it was...
If it was the early 90s and 80s, that's like my wheelhouse.
It was a kitty cat named Morris the Cat.
Morris the... Yeah, see, you made a reference to Morris the Cat, and I was like... I just looked at you with, like, probably with the blankest stare I've ever looked at you with.
Well, Morris the Cat was the mascot for the Nine Lives brand cat food.
Were you a cat person growing up?
No. I like them.
But you just remember seeing them on TV. Wait. Let me see this Morris the Cat.
Okay. So, this is Morris the Cat. And there it is. And so I know I threw you off on that one. That's one you didn't know.
Yeah.
It looks like Morris the Cat, and there may have been a Morris the Cat too, because you know cats. I don't know.
Oh, he even ran for president in 1988.
See,
Morris for president.
And I think that it ran into the 90s.
Yeah, so Morris you're the like Nine the, Lives Cat.
Right. And so I feel like into the 80s and 90s, that is your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
That you would have known about that.
Morris was an Instagram cat, like Instagram famous before Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, I guess you just learn something new every day.
I do, you know, and I'm like trying
it's a cute
to think.
Cat.
Very cute cat.
It's a tabby cat. Whatever that is. It says it's tabby cat.
I see, like, and I know, like, the Meow Mix cat.
Mm-hmm.
Meow Mix, Meow Mix, Meow Mix, Meow Mix, Meow Mix, Meow 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 Mix. Oh my gosh. I haven't sung that in years. I'm trying to think of other old commercials.
Well, do you have a favorite?
Blockbuster Video. Wow, what a difference. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That was their tagline.
Barely.
Which they're coming out with a Blockbuster movie on Netflix. Did you hear about this?
No, what's that?
It's a movie about Blockbuster.
Blockbuster?
Yeah, like, and it's like a comedy.
And is it about
It's just about
a funny show of people like working at
Blockbuster? Yeah, I don't know if it's a show or a movie, but I think it's a movie. But it, yeah,
or
it's just
it
people working
downfall?
At Blockbuster, which to me, like that's pretty mean. That's pretty mean of Netflix, because Netflix killed Blockbuster.
Oh,
now,
absolutely.
I know Blockbuster had, Netflix came to Blockbuster early on and gave them the option to buy into Blockbuster, to buy into Netflix, like to acquire them.
Yeah.
And Blockbuster scoffed at the idea. Like, people don't want to get their movies through the mail. You know, that was how Netflix originally started. So they thought it was dumb, and so they passed on it. And then Netflix obviously blew up and then got big in streaming. Blockbuster was very slow to, to adapt. And Redbox helped kill Blockbuster too, but then Blockbuster went out of business. Netflix is thriving, and now Netflix is
kind of beating them in the ground.
They're pee-peeing on
kind
the grave,
of kicking them when they're dead instead of down.
Yes, they're literally beating a dead horse.
Yeah, they really are.
They are.
I'll say I have a girlfriend who in the 90s worked at Blockbuster.
See,
she worked there at the desk, and she found her just after college roommate from a girl who came in to rent a movie at Blockbuster.
Really?
And they started talking and ended up becoming roommates and are still best friends to this day.
See, that's what
I... Look what Blockbuster can do for you.
Wow, what a difference. I miss Blockbuster so much. I miss them because I just miss...
It was kind of fun to browse.
Yes.
Right? It was fun to browse with your eyes. It was fun to like actually see and pick something up.
There wasn't like an algorithm being like, this is what you want.
Right.
Don't tell me what I want. All right? Because I will go into a Blockbuster and I will browse the faded movie covers.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them, like if they sat in the sun, it'd be like, you know, like Big Trouble in Little China. Kurt Russell's face would be like faded. It was Kurt Russell, right? Yeah. I think so. Yeah. But anyway, it was just like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, and it was always the middle aisles. Yes. And they'd only have like one copy per old movie.
Usually.
And then all the new releases would
be
on the outer wall.
They had like five or six of them.
Yes.
And think how many movies were filmed in like Blockbusters.
Right.
Type video where people would go in.
Well, if you go to, I got two off the top of my mind. Oh, wow.
Was filmed in there. Was filmed in like a video store.
Yeah.
Scream
took a large part because one of the guys worked at a video store. And then also, how about this one?
What?
A more recent one, 2005, The Holiday.
That's what I was just going to bring up. Jack Black was in there.
Him and Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet were in there looking at movies.
He's looking at movies. Like, you watch that now, and it's like, it just seems so old.
I know, it's so old.
But that movie's not that, it's not that old.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I saw that movie in college.
I know. It's not that old, but that's how fast things change, which is actually kind of scary.
It is kind of scary.
How fast things change. And it does make me also think that today, with everybody streaming and using all these different streaming services.
Uh-huh.
So how long ago was college for you?
Oh, geez. Do we have to do this?
Sorry.
That's all right.
14 years ago? 15?
12 years ago.
Okay. So if it's 12 years ago, where will we be 12 years from now or 15 years from now? Just
round
it up.
I'll be 24 years out of college.
Right. Get out of here.
No, you're right. Like,
you see what I mean?
Because things change that much. Yeah. And when I was, I remember my senior year, maybe my second senior year of college, I got an iPhone for the first time. And I was one of the first, I was an early adopter to the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone has iPhones.
Of course, yeah.
And now everyone, we live on our smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
So just like that alone, like, will there be another piece of technology that comes out that completely alters?
Of course there will be. There always is.
Right.
I think, look back, like, before we were ever even in existence.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that long ago where we had the first car. Wasn't that the 1920s?
I think it was the early 1900s, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe 1910s or something. I don't know. 1902. I'm not sure when we came out. Like, I know Ford,
came
out with the first car.
I'm looking that up, but go on.
But I will say, why that exact date is escaping me, I don't know. But I will say that if you think back, let's just round it out to like 1910 and exactly 100 years later to 2010, which was only 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Look where we came in 100 years. There are people today that are 100 years old, and what a difference their life looks like from when they were born.
Yeah.
To when, like, the everything was in black and white, to where they are today.
Right.
And they're still alive.
Right.
So think how it's going to be just 10 or 15 years from now.
And I feel like...
We will be in flying cabs. Cars.
Flying?
Ubers,
I don't think we're going to... No, I don't think we're ever going to
make it flying. They're already testing. They've been testing them in Vegas.
I know. I don't think flying cars are... Because just the logistics of it. I don't think flying cars are ever going to happen just because, like, think about that. Think about how hard it would be to set up a street system in the air.
It would be automatic.
What would be automatic?
They would, it would be, it would, we wouldn't control it. It would be controlled by electronically.
Well, yeah, we can't even figure out self-driving cars on the ground, let alone in the air. That just adds a whole
All they need is one little piece of technology that gets it done. They'll go from the roads to the air. I'll bet you in 20 years, we are going back and forth in the air. And we're not driving it. Taking us.
I don't know. I don't think flying cars are ever going to happen. I just come to terms with it because it's like...
Let's put a $100
long-term bet?
Yeah, long-term bet on it.
Okay, $100?
Yeah.
Or should we do 100 Bitcoin? Because that's probably what the currency will be by then. We'll be like $100 will mean nothing by the time flying cars ever come around.
You might be right.
They won't ever come around, so I'll never get
I'm
never going to get my money. Yeah, wait a minute. How do I win this bet?
How would you never get your money?
Because you could always say, well, they're going. It's like Dippin' Dots being the ice cream of the future. We're never going to reach the future.
Well, we said, okay, we have to pick a date.
Okay.
It has to be within 20 years.
Okay, 20 years. All right, what's the date
today? Just put it in your calendar, okay?
2022. All right, so 2024. May...
44.
We're recording this on the 12th. May 12th. 2044.
Okay, everybody got that?
All right.
2044.
If there's not a flying car in the sky, flying cars, plural.
Okay.
Because there will probably be some crazies that'll be like obsessed with Back to the Future that like wanted to get one car in the air. Flying cars, regular. Yeah, there's not a chance.
Chips in our arms so we don't carry around wallets.
That'd be cool. I'd do that.
Would you do that?
Yeah. I know a lot of people are like, then the government can track you. Same thing with Amazon Alexa. Everyone's so worried about like, I don't want the government listening in on my conversation. My conversations at home are so dumb. If the government wants to listen in, fine. That's just a waste of their time.
I feel that way too. I even said if like they're looking at you from your smart TV.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, they're going to be bored out of their mind.
And then like the targeted ads, like if you say something and then like you're scrolling Instagram, you see an ad of like something you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, it is creepy. Sure.
It's a little weird.
But I'm also like, it's kind of convenient though. You know, like it's I don't hate it. Like everyone's like, oh, the government, they're coming to get us. Like, okay, fine. Like, come get me. I don't care. Like, that's just going to, like, you're going to be.
It's like you're egging them on. Oh, yeah, find something.
Yeah.
Find something.
I hope the government's listening to this podcast. And if they are, remember to rate, review, and subscribe.
And follow Melissa and Austin.
Yes, at MA in the AM on both Twitter and Instagram.
Thank you.
Trust it. You'll find a lot of dirt there, government. But, like, that's, like, what I feel like. Like, if they want to waste their time with me at home talking about like how I think I'm going bald to my wife. All right, fine. You know, like they can. Like that's just, I honestly hope the government's not listening to me, not because of my privacy, but because of their time. I want their time
because they're
spent,
gonna be so bored.
Yes, I want the NSA to be worried about like actual things that are wrong.
They probably turn like you on and listen for 5 minutes and like, oh god, turn him off.
Oh gosh,
he is so boring.
Oh, he's singing in the shower again. You know, like, god, he's not even good. What is he singing? Is he singing Limp Bizkit? What song hasn't been around in like 20 years?
Boring.